101, oh yeah. Recovery 101 is a sober show, the only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Runner, runner, runner.
What?
Ruh-roh.
You need to be sober to be on this show,
dude. This is Scooby-Doo, your host.
Uh-oh.
I never did a Scooby-Doo impersonation.
You just did.
Hey,
just
boo, did. Boo. Yeah.
Ruh-roh.
Go get me some picnic baskets. Well, no, not welcome. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOA, CAGA, PA, SLA, SLA, ACRRR, MMBRA, HAFA, or any of them, they're guys.
None of them.
No. As you can tell from the start of the show, we don't even speak that well for ourselves.
Speak for yourself.
And you're going to learn more about that shortly. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce. I was always with...
Shelley.
And Mark M.
Yeah, whatever.
Forgot your last initial?
Sweet.
Yeah.
Dude.
So, how's everyone's week been? Shelley?
Just getting stuff done. That I need to get done. That's it.
For your big event. That big event may have happened by the time this
It'll be long.
So we'll look forward to you telling us how well that big event went for you.
Yeah. Went to an excellent meeting today. Based on the 11th step.
Excellent.
So, yes, I was very pleased. I'm going to go back.
I may go back. You never know.
I may show up once in a while.
Well, actually, once I get this new store open, I won't be available at 4 in the afternoon Saturdays.
Once Sundays. You get the new store open,
say
you
Sunday.
Won't.
Or Sundays, either way.
You won't. Once you get the new store up, you won't be available any day.
Probably not for a while. How about you, Mark? What do you got going on?
How are you going to make it to the Recovery 101 social gathering in Vegas if you're not...
That's true.
I get James to work.
That one weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. We're hoping for... It's the first... You know, what is it? Third, fourth, fifth? That's what Fran wants to do. So Fran... Of course, by the time this goes
fifth,
up...
Fifth, sixth, seventh. First weekend in May, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say third, fourth, fifth is like really soon.
Oh, yeah. First weekend in May.
May. Sweet!
Dude!
So what do you got going on, Mark? You got to have something happening lately.
Yeah, I do. What do we got going on here? What's going on here? Yeah. So 5th, 6th, and 7th of May is the weekend.
Okay, yeah, that's...
So Cinco de Mayo, we are having a...
Did they already... Perfect. They better start looking for rooms.
I think Fran and...
because Cinco de Mayo is going to be pretty packed in there, right? I'm assuming.
Maybe not. Most of the states in the Union don't do Cinco de Mayo. It's like Texas and California.
Nevada. That's like saying most places that don't have a lot of Irish people don't do St. Patrick's Day, but any excuse to drink.
We don't really do St. Patrick, not the way they do back east.
Well, no.
Well, see, because where you hang out isn't literally two doors away from an Irish pub.
Okay, so they have massive Irish parades and like turn the L.A. River green and there are floats and there's
L.A.
A,
River's green most of the time.
Okay. Yeah, L.A. River's always green. What are you talking about? Actually, they have, I know that there's no parking anywhere near my store when it's St. Patrick's Day.
Well, that's just because you have an Irish bar there, but it's not like entire city shuts down to party on St. Patrick's Day because you have an Irish pub next to your store.
How many people do you think wear green on St. Patrick's Day?
I don't know. I don't really particularly care one way or the other.
Lots. You know why? Because they're celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
No, it's because they don't want sadistic assholes to pinch them. Because for some reason, people think that's okay to assault people just because they're not wearing a certain color.
I've never had anybody pinch me when I don't wear green on St. Patrick's Day.
I can't say I've ever been pinched either.
I hit harder than you do.
Yeah.
I actually got bruises on some years.
And the following year, you wore green, right?
I don't always remember. This is not a holiday for me.
Yeah.
I'm not Irish, and I'm not Catholic.
Wait, but you're alcoholic. What do you mean
it's
not a holiday? Every
day was a drinking day.
There's three holidays for alcoholics. One is New Year's Eve, one is St. Patrick's Day, and one is Cinco de Mayo. These are the three drinking holidays.
Cinco de Mayo.
4th of July.
Yeah, every day was a holiday
for
an
alcoholic. Jack
Daniel's birthday. What about Tuesday?
Yeah.
Well, that's
what about Ascension Sunday?
Celebrate good times. Come on. It's Wednesday.
Yeah. Wednesday at 2 o'clock always seemed to be a good reason.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
I said that to someone the other day. This guy plays this game and he posts this picture up that he's drinking. I didn't realize he was in Australia. So, like, he posts this picture up and everyone's like, wow, you're drinking early. He's like, 6 p.m. I'm like, doesn't matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. It works.
Recovery should be celebrated. At my12stepstore.com, celebrate your life with the most unique gifts for all 12-step programs. My12stepstore.com carries a wide range of inspirational and program books, t-shirts, chips, medallions, 12-step jewelry, and so much more. For you or someone you love, visit My12Step Store in West Hollywood or shop online at my12stepstore.com. We ship to the world. My12stepstore.com, where love meets service.
You know what that means.
What?
Already?
What?
Already? Look, she doesn't want to do her job now.
I just don't want to get up.
Well, it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze.
You're trapped in my cords. Okay, and I don't have my glasses again. Why do I keep doing this? I'm not used to actually needing my glasses for anything other than like close-up stuff.
Just blow it up.
And my eyes are getting worse.
Yeah, just maximize.
Well, if I sit back here, I'm good.
Okay.
Shout-outs to Randy, Jane, Susan, Mitch, John, Sue, Joey, James, Fran, Bill, Neil, Dan, Stryker, Alexandria, and Georgette.
Yay.
Actually, I found this first story this morning, and I can't remember what it was. Oh, yeah. Otay Mesa, border crossing.
Otay.
Yeah, Otay.
U.S. attorney said that they recovered 47,340 OxyContin tablets.
Wow.
From...
Just laying out in the open?
No, they were underneath the... They were in a concealed compartment in the undercarriage of the car belonging to Adriana Morphin Panayagua.
Three names.
Adriana Morphin Power Ranger?
Yeah. What? She's actually a U.S. citizen. She was living in Tijuana. And... She owed somebody some money. They said, just drive this car across the border. Somebody will meet you. And then your debt is paid. And boop.
And she said, am I good? Somebody met me.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's now up for 20 years in prison for
trafficking. And she still owes the money.
Yeah.
Now she owes more money.
Yeah. You said somebody would meet me and somebody met me.
And they
took the drugs.
The interesting thing is these OxyContin in the U.S., all OxyContin has been reformulated so that if it's crushed or mixed with liquid or anything other than simply swallowed,
right,
it becomes inert.
Yep. Not these ones?
Not these ones.
These were the good ones.
They were a mix of actually expired OxyContin from before the reformulation and foreign versions that are not
How do they know?
Modified.
How do they know that it's been reformulated from...
Because they were still in the OxyContin bottles with the expiration date.
Oh.
Yeah. And the other ones didn't look like the U.S. version.
All right.
Yeah.
Drugs are good for a year after their expiration date.
Yeah. She didn't have a long time to think about that.
So the street value of that was probably $1.4 million. Because they're going for $10 a pop. The
dollars?
Good ones are going for $10 a pop.
$10
a
pop.
Wow.
And I would talk to people... I remember talking to some... Because I was never... I mean, I popped plenty of pills, but that wasn't my thing. And I talked to people that say they, you know, take 40, 50, 60 of something a day, and I'm like, how do you afford that? And then I thought, well, yeah, cocaine was pretty expensive, too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, 40 at 10 bucks a pop's 400, and I've spent 400 a bazillion times on cocaine.
Yeah.
And it only lasted a few hours.
This is true. Okay, Fran sent this story in.
How did we afford that? You know what I mean? When you look back on it, you're like, how did I possibly do that?
We were schemers.
Yeah, well, yeah.
We schemed.
Francis the Syrian, the verdict is in on the cause of death for George Michael. He actually died of natural causes.
Stabbed in the back 7 times. Natural causes.
Yeah, as a result of heart disease and a fatty liver.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. He had no substances in his body at the time of his death.
Time can never mend your fatty liver. That's very insensitive, isn't it?
Yes, it is, actually. You can send your mail to Bruce. He's not on our rap sheet.
Well, don't get me wrong. I love me some George Michael. I do.
Wham.
Dude. You got to feel sorry for Andrew Ridgely. You know, Wham releases 2 albums. They're both smash hits.
Yeah.
Everyone's waiting for the third one, and George goes, oh, by the way, I'm going out solo. Yeah,
I'm done.
And Andrew Ridgely's like, oh, I guess I can play my guitar and sing back up to nobody.
It's like Hutch without Starsky.
Yeah. It was not good.
I think he became a rather successful studio musician.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. He played on a lot of albums.
Yeah. I don't know. I never heard of him after that.
Well, that's because
look at Wham.
Fran sent this story in. Natty Haggard.
Like as in, Haggard? Like Merle Haggard?
No, H-A-G-O-O-D. Ha-ha-good. Ha-good.
Ha-good. Ha-good.
First name is Natty. He's a skiing instructor in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Oh, well, if you're going to be a ski instructor, that's not a bad place to be.
Well, it was kind of a bad place for him to be that day. This was last week when he went down a hill, didn't realize that there was a tree nearby, tripped. He kind of fell into the tree, but he thought when he got up, well, that knocked me on my butt. And he thought something had hit his face. Then when he felt his face, realized that he had a tree branch that had impaled his lower face. It went through one side of his cheek and out his lip.
Did he ski down with it like that? Because that'd be awesome.
He said that actually, because his face was real cold, that it didn't actually feel that bad. And he went, oh, he's feeling his face going, oh, there's something stuck in my face. And everybody around, you know, all the people around him are going, and screaming, and everybody's freaking out. And he's like, but I'm okay.
I'd have skied down if I were him.
You know what someone's going to say? That's going to need a stitch.
Yeah. I just skied down and walked in and ordered a hot chocolate.
With the straw.
With the straw.
His skiing partner couldn't look at him and told him, that's fucking disgusting, dude. Get in the car. Took him to the hospital.
So he somehow got down. Look, if you're on a ski slope and you're down at the bottom, I'm guessing he skied down.
Yeah.
Because you got to get down somehow.
Yeah.
I doubt it happened at the very bottom.
Yeah.
Threw him in the car, took him to the emergency room. They did surgery to remove the... He kept the branch. He's going to have it silver or gold plated a memento of the event.
I would.
He said it actually, the injury that... Getting the surgery to repair the damage to his face was more traumatic than the actual injury. And he said, thank goodness I have, you know, Obamacare, so I didn't have to pay all that bill. And yesterday, he had to post a GoFundMe page to fund the paid part that wasn't
not covered.
Yes.
His copay was a little extensive.
His copay was $1,500, and he's a ski instructor. He doesn't have $1,500.
Lucky for him, he's got Obamacare.
Yeah. At first, he was really relieved when he went into the emergency room and he had an insurance card.
How quick can we kill that?
And then, he said that it doesn't actually hurt that much right now, but he drools a lot more.
He goes, it doesn't hurt that much right now, but of course
he's got a hole in his chin. Of course he drools more.
He goes, fortunately, I've got all this Oxycontin I got from some chick who lives in Tijuana.
Okay. Oh, this one was a tearjerker. Oh, Fran sent this one in. Chrissy Marie from Washington State posted a thing on Facebook, and I actually saw this. So I don't know if this woman's on my friend list or it was reposted from one of my friends, but I actually saw the original post. that someone had stolen her butterfly wind chimes off her front porch.
Oh.
And she was upset about it. She's like, who would steal wind chimes off of your porch? Well, a week later, this is yesterday.
Was it stolen by like a little blind girl who wanted to hear?
Almost.
Oh, jeez.
Yesterday, she found a $5 bill stapled to a note in her mailbox that said, I'm sorry we stole your wind chimes. Our mom just died and she really liked butterflies, so my sister came and took it and put it in our window. I'm sorry. This is the only money I have. Please do not be mad at us, Jake. Returned the wind chimes and with the note and the $5 bill. So he's paying her and giving her back her wind chimes.
So he rented the wind chimes.
Huh?
He rented the wind chimes.
They rented the wind chimes because it reminded his sister of their mother who just died. The woman is now, oh, she said, she posted on Facebook, Jake, I'm not sure who you are, but please come and get your money back, sweetie. I have three more wind chimes. And she wants to give them wind chimes of their own. So,
I'd have brought her wind chimes of caterpillars and told her just hang on to them for a while.
Until they turn into butterflies.
Just hold on to them for a while. Yeah.
So if anybody knows who Jake is, you know.
Jakey, your $5 is waiting for you.
I only know one Jake.
Let Chrissy Marie from Washington State know.
And it's not him.
Yeah.
For more on that, go back in the archives and look up the show, Jake Show.
Yeah. Okay, Neil sent this in. Now, this was not actually a story, but it reminded me of something. He sent a picture from a church service he went to. It was a picture of the bulletin. You know, you take the paper that tells you what's going on in the service. It was an Ash Wednesday service, and the quote was, remember that you are but dust, and into dust you shall return.
Angel dust?
And they spelled but, B-U-T-T.
Oh.
Remember that you are but dust. And into dust you shall return.
You are butt dust. You were butt trusted servants.
You are butt dust. It reminded me of about a year ago, I go in, get in the choir loft, everybody's all quiet, and the pastor starts to talk, and I burst into laughter because I had looked at the bulletin, and it said that at 9:30 p.m. there was going to be an adult video study at my church.
Yes, I remembered that.
I actually redacted that bulletin and posted it on Facebook because I couldn't stop laughing. I almost peed my pants. Actually, it was more than a year ago because my friend Carol was laughing at the same thing, and she passed away a year ago in February. So,
has it been that long already?
Yeah, she passed away February 5th.
Holy crap.
Yeah, we need to sign up for the adult video series.
I know. When I went into work the next Tuesday and I showed the church secretary the bulletin, she said, I did not even catch that. Oh, my
gosh. You know who needs to preside over that? The
Ron Jeremy?
No, the priest from the movie Little Mermaid. No one knows this reference?
No.
Okay, you know how oftentimes in Disney stuff they seem to find dirty stuff?
Yes.
So there's this priest that's performing the wedding for Ariel and Eric or whatever, and he's for sure sporting wood. He's for sure sporting with. The front of his trousers are sticking out like this.
Might have been a fin.
A fin? From the Catholic priest?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, all right then.
Go look it up. It's famous.
Okay.
It's aliens.
Why are there only two people at this study this week? It wasn't what everybody thought it was.
No. What? There's 150 people here. Yeah.
What y'all think we're studying?
Adult videos.
Adult videos.
Well, you know,
there's many people in those that say, "Oh God, oh God."
Yeah, that's true. Okay, in Killington, Vermont.
Killington,
Vermont.
Holy crap!
Vermont State Police have arrested an 33-year-old Eli Casper. He was asked to leave the bar. No, he's not a ghost yet. He was asked to leave the bar because he was acting drunk, and he was getting a little out of control. So he
it's
left the bar.
Bar. He You're left. Supposed to act drunk.
He left the bar.
You're supposed to get drunk.
About a half an hour later, he came back, packing a gun.
Oops.
Because it's his constitutional right to drink at that bar, and
I don't think so.
If you have a gun in America, you can do whatever you want.
For a minute.
I don't think so.
For a minute, not
for
in
a
Texas.
Minute. No, not in Texas. He then
so
got into...
If you
into,
have a gun in a bar in Texas, you're just one of the guys.
Well, here's the thing. He has a gun in his hand. He takes a swing at one of the other patrons with his other hand, gets into a fist fight, drops the gun. Somebody picks up the gun, puts it, points it at him, ties him up, calls the cops. I'm like, you brought a gun to a fist fight and lost
and
the
you lost.
Gun. How do you lose that? Yeah, Eli, you need to be in jail.
Yeah.
You need to be out of the breeding pool, actually.
Now the state's going to pay for his water.
No, possibly.
It's a waste of water.
And Port St. Lucie.
Florida!
Thank you. 64-year-old Richard Lloyd, possibly also a drunk, but I'm not exactly sure.
Possibly.
He attempted to burn down a convenience store last Friday. He believed
Why?
That the, because he believed that the owners were Islamic Arabs, and he thought they were terrorists, and his proof for that was because they did not carry orange grapefruit juice.
What an idiot.
Because in America, we drink orange grapefruit juice.
We do?
I've never seen orange grapefruit juice.
Oh, yeah, you have. I bought it.
Orange grapefruit juice?
Yeah. Well, it's just orange juice and grapefruit juice mixed up.
I
bought it.
I
don't know. You add a little tequila and grenadine to that, and you got a party.
Actually, the owners of
this... Why do you need the grenadine and the pink grapefruit juice or whatever?
Attract chicks.
Unfortunately, they were not Islamic Arabs. They were Hindus from India.
Yeah, I'm...
That owned this particular convenience store.
Yeah, because they were wearing a turban.
Probably. He did not...
Why are you carrying your laundry on your head?
He didn't manage to burn down the convenience store because what he did was he set the dumpster on fire and rolled it in front of the doors.
What an idiot.
So the dumpster, which is a giant metal can...
And where is this
could
at?
...could be used as a
oh,
barbecue
that was in Florida,
if you put
right?
a grate over the top of it.
Contain the fire.
Well, if he had done it like in Wisconsin or something, everyone would be standing around getting their hands warm.
Exactly.
But this was in Florida. Yeah,
what a good guy.
Yeah.
And he said... As he was being taken away, he said, "I'm just doing my part for America."
America.
Apparently,
America.
We've got a little bit of this whole America thing going on these days.
We also have a lot of people in America don't seem to know where anything else is.
True.
The classic was that. What was it, Miss North Carolina or something? You ever see that? That is a fail of all fails. They ask her one of the questions, and she starts to talk this rambling sentence where none of it makes any sense.
Sure.
But it's stunning. It's so bad I can't even repeat it because I can't make myself make that many errors in one sentence.
Yeah. Well, and that, my excellent friends, is the end of the boozy news.
Hey everyone, it's Bruce from Recovery 101 Radio. Hey, I'm here to talk about my 12-step store. Let me tell you guys, my 12-step store is the ultimate place, online or in person in West Hollywood, to buy recovery gifts no matter what program you're interested in. They've got bling chips, they've got regular chips, they've got medallions, they've got books of every kind. They've got every kind of recovery gift you can even think of. This place is absolutely fantastic. Let me tell you something. A bit of every sale goes to sponsored people to get into recovery homes and sober living houses. It's an awesome place. RJ and his staff will take outstanding care of you. My 12-step store is located online, of course, at my12stepstore.com. If you'd like to go visit them in person, they're at 8730 Santa Monica Boulevard in the fabulous city of West Hollywood, California. You can call them at 310-623-1702. That's one more time. That's 310-623-1702. You should call them up. Do yourself a favor, and the ones you love, call my12stepstore.com.
Recovery 101 Radio is a program based loosely on 12-step recovery programs. The format is less like a meeting and more like going to coffee afterwards. The meeting after the meeting, as it were. We used to suffer from insanity. Now we enjoy it. Find us at recovery101.net.
Barn burner time! It's time for the semi-annual... Recovery 101 barn burner topic.
I don't know if it's a barn burner. It might be a dumpster fire.
But only if you roll it.
We'll keep it slightly contained.
Yeah, only if you roll it in front of the convenience store. So, Mark.
Yes.
You got a topic.
Yeah, the topic is shut it down.
And, yeah. What are we shutting down and why?
Well, I guess there is a meeting in an area that's next to the area that we go to meetings in, where the secretary of the meeting has decided, since he's not happy with the results of the November election, that his first 15 minutes of the meeting every week is about everything Donald Trump does wrong and his opinions on the political front, and he's going to continue to do this until Donald Trump is impeached.
I have two words for that. Outside issue.
And, yes. And he has...
Regardless of who the politician is and what party they're from.
And he has two words back for you. Meeting autonomy.
Well, the thing is, it doesn't even matter. I was not an Obama supporter, but it wouldn't be okay for someone to talk about how crappy Obama did or how, you know, for anything. There's no place for that in recovery meetings.
Now, let me qualify this by saying I wasn't there.
Oh, you would have shut that down while he was talking.
I'd have burned it down. So.
Okay, my question would be, he's going to continue to do this until Obama is impeached?
No,
until Trump.
Obama.
Obama's already out.
Okay.
Kind of. He's still in Washington.
At this point, the way I'm looking at politics, they're all the same. I'm not seeing much of a difference between anybody. However, having said that.
Are you in a coma?
Trying to be. I'm working on it.
Okay.
However.
She's about to eye roll herself into the next dimension.
Yes, I am.
Because she hates when even slightly political topics come up.
I do. Because it's like, hello, I'm the politics police over here. It's an outside issue. We shouldn't talk about it. But as the other hosts have pointed out, I'm only one host out of three. So.
That's right.
But here's my question.
We're not affiliated with any of these
programs.
Yeah,
and we're talking about politics as it relates to talking about it in a meeting.
Okay, but I have a question.
Yes.
How does he think that breaking the traditions and diverting an entire meeting is going to impeach a president? How does he think that's going to assist him in this goal? I don't understand.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong.
Expecting a whiny liberal to make sense.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
They're not all whiny.
No,
wait,
this one is.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
There are whiny Republicans, too.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Central office is going to pull their charter, I would think. I mean, you can't. It's clearly, it doesn't matter if you know what? It doesn't matter if you went in at the first 15 minutes of every meeting and talked about how the Oscar nomination sucked or who got the Oscar award sucked. You know, if you went in at the beginning of every meeting and talked about how great the Dallas Cowboys are, it doesn't matter. That's the outside issue. And if it's, purportedly, this caused a bunch of people to leave that meeting, right? And go to the meeting you were at. That's how you heard about it.
Yeah, the people were at the meeting I was at, and they said they quit going to that meeting because of it.
Which meeting that you were at?
Friday night, 667.
Oh, so now the meeting's just packed?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. I think it's really super clear that it doesn't matter which politician, it doesn't matter if it's a governor, it doesn't matter what it is, you can't use meeting time to talk shit about politics. Yeah. You just can't. It's not, it's a no-no.
The meeting's about 20 minutes from where I live.
You gonna go?
Not this week, because I already have other plans, but I may go in a couple weeks.
Shit, I'd go. Oh, I'd go with you.
Y'all get down with your bad selves.
Well, the thing is, though,
I'm afraid if I went, it would lead to jail time, and I really look bad in orange.
The problem is,
orange is new black.
You can't do that. I mean, you know, this also goes to the, like you said, the autonomy. This goes to the autonomy thing where people think because meetings are autonomous, they can just do whatever the F they want. You know, we had a guy running a meeting who just arbitrarily decided he was going to shut the meeting down. Didn't even take a vote on it, nothing.
Yep.
Did they take a vote on this politics thing?
No. He's the secretary.
So he's the king of his little fiefdom.
He's the
here.
King of his little fiefdom, yeah.
Well, but you know what? I don't know that you can take a vote on that because it's an outside issue.
Yeah.
I don't think that taking a vote makes
that okay. Yeah,
you don't
need to
take
a vote on a tradition violation. But
so these guys did. The guys who came to the meeting Friday did report it to their area, but not a strong area, not strongly represented. And I was in that area for a little while, and I left because it was just pointless.
It's a train wreck.
It was a train wreck.
The outside issue thing,
World Services,
applies to a lot of stuff, actually, because I'm very sensitive to the outside issue thing. I go to a meeting specifically because I have an outside issue that I can't talk about in regular meetings. I'm not going to go to an AA or a CA or whatever meeting and talk about problems with mental health issues or if I was taking psych meds or any of the, that's an outside issue for those programs. I'm very sensitive when I actually share. I actually say, I have said quite a few times, and I have an outside issue concurrent with my alcoholism.
I've heard you say it.
And I don't specify it, and I don't get into it. And the reason I go to the meeting that I go to on Friday, I go a couple of times a month now. I used to go to it regularly, and then I was off for a while, and now I actually go there to meet my sponsor, so I'm pretty regular there again, because I can talk about those things there. That's an appropriate place because that's what that program is for. This program is not for those any outside kind of issues because they're harming new people that are coming in. He is actively interfering with the attempt to stay sober by new people.
Yep.
He's like the anti-recovery.
Yep.
Well, and the problem is, that's why I said it doesn't even matter which politician, if Hillary Clinton had won and someone went in there and said, I'm going to talk about how much I hate Hillary Clinton, that's not conducive to a newcomer that may have voted for Hillary Clinton.
That's right.
I might not object
so loudly, but.
Well, it's not allowed.
It's not. And I mean, I sit and I look at it and it amazes me. The things that people think are okay.
I wrote a post on Facebook the other day that I am liking Instagram a lot more than I'm liking Facebook. And the thing is, on both Instagram and Facebook, I have a zillion recovery friends. Just a zillion of them. Mm-hmm. They're like 90% of them are recovery people. And when I look on my newsfeed on Facebook, I see politics, 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 recovery. And Instagram, where most of the people that follow me are in recovery as well, I see recovery, 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 politics. And it's like, what? I don't know what's going on. And, you know, I know on Facebook you can say whatever you want because it's your personal page, you know. But but for people that are spouting recovery all the time, that 90% of their posts are political. I mean, I see why people think that. I see why this guy would imagine in his mind that this is okay. But in a meeting, you know, if you're on Facebook, I imagine that guy's Facebook is probably politics, politics, politics. I hate Donald, you know, whatever. But when you're in a meeting, you cannot do that. It's anti-traditions.
It's pretty clear.
A complete no-no. Yeah. It is an outside issue. There's no way around that.
Yeah.
Guy's killing me.
Yeah.
Yes, and Bruce went on his anti-political post rant, and the next day I posted a rather extreme political rant.
Yeah, but my
feed is not recovery.
You rarely post political stuff.
I rarely post political stuff, but, well, lately I've posted quite a few things because of the local politics that's been going on, but not national stuff. But my internet feed is a little bit different from his because his is like, I would say 95% recovery people.
Uh-huh.
And mine is a huge mix of people that I've met from all different kinds of things, like my hobbies and a game I played and a women's group I was in online, mm-hmm. and my RA group and like all kinds of different stuff. So I've got like 1,500 people on my list, and they're not, maybe 200 of them are recovery.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, posting that is not outside the norm.
I have 4,700 people on my list, and probably 4,000 of them are recovery.
Yeah, so our feeds look a little bit different.
My feed rolls like a ticker tape. as Bill W. would say, the ticker tape after the stock market crash. It's still clacked right along. You'll be watching it, and it's just things going by.
Mine goes pretty fast, but not as fast as his. You can watch his scroll. Mine refreshes like every 30 seconds.
Well, and the problem is, though, with this, I don't know if you need to shut it down, because the meeting certainly doesn't need to be shut down, but that guy needs to be shut down. Shut him down. Because that it's just you. And if the area doesn't do it, I'm sure World Services would be happy to do it.
Yeah. He was described to me as rather aggressive. Which makes means I'm dying to go.
All right, I'll go.
You know what we need?
All three of us. Oh, we should go in and wearing like full leathers, like dusters and cowboy hats.
No, we go in our Recovery 101 stuff. We go in there to help the meeting recover. We're here to fix you guys.
You mean I can't shoot him? Darn it.
You can shoot him.
No. You know.
I got 49 years
you know
of rage
really
just
need?
Looking for a target.
You know what they really? You know what really needs to happen? Swear to God. Take a bunch of people to 667 to this meeting. Reggie,
Carl,
Clint.
Oh, you wouldn't
Carl,
be able to hear from all the people
Michael.
Shouting him down.
No, but I mean all these guys with 30 plus years to go. Like, I mean, who knows? This guy might have a lot of time, but I suspect he doesn't.
Is this a CA meeting?
Yeah.
Oh, if you took all those guys, he wouldn't even
be
able to talk.
You take 250, 300 years of recovery in there and say, dude, you can't do that. Because guys like Clint and Carl and those guys would just say,
"What the?
We're
hell
taking
is going
the
on?
Secretaryship from you. Yeah. This is no longer your meeting."
Yeah, but
I get the
feeling that Mark personally wants to shut this guy down.
Well, you know, first off, the area needs to have the vice chair go to the meeting and monitor the meeting.
Yeah, because let's say the guy just says that and then he does never says it again. Yeah. He realizes a bunch of people split and he goes, oh, shit, maybe I shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I doubt that's what's going to happen, but maybe he does. Maybe he learns his lesson. He never does it again. Yeah. So you go to listen. You go there a few times. He never does it again. Okay, great. But I have my suspicions it's not going to be like that.
Yeah.
Guy sounds like an SJW. That's what I'm thinking.
Which is?
Social justice warrior. You know, I'm going to tell you how things should be, and I'm going to pummel it down your throat. And you, it's a meeting. You can't do it. It's not allowed.
Yeah.
Not allowed. You cannot do it. Case closed. Who's the lead out music? No, I mean, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Another, you know, if the area doesn't shut it down, another option would be to start a meeting opposite at the same time. Just tell everybody, if you want recovery, come over here.
Yeah.
Mm.
I got a coffee pot.
Yeah, you know what, though?
And a resentment.
See, I don't agree with that at all.
Yeah.
I don't. Because you know what? That doesn't help the newcomer that's true. Has no idea. Yeah. The guy's never been to a meeting before. How would you like, let's say you're a newcomer Republican, and you like Donald Trump, as you know, approximately half of the population does. So you go into this meeting, you're new in recovery, and the guy talking to the meeting is doing nothing but talking smack politics, and you're like, excuse me, is this where we come to find out how to quit drinking?
Yeah.
Because you're making me want to drink right now.
Yeah, I just don't want to use cocaine.
Yeah. I don't know.
What a train wreck.
It's a train wreck.
So, what do you think should be done, Shelly?
A gasoline, a little blowtorch.
Shelly's in a fired up mood.
Can we get that guy to light up a dumpster and put it in front of the door of the meeting?
Shelly's in a fired up mood.
I just, now I'm like, I keep seeing these. I'm in the, and this has been going on for like a year. I'll see something on the internet that's like the most recent one I saw was a rather attractive woman, but she's got her hair in curlers and she's got a cigarette in her hand. And the caption said, telling an angry woman to calm down is about as effective as baptizing a cat. And I was like, oh, I totally relate to that. So like all of this, and I do, and it's weird because in recovery, before recovery, I would have just pulled a raving nana and screamed at everybody and created wreckage. Now, my raving nanas are very rare. I still have the same amount of but I pray about it and I call my sponsor and I sit and let it just, it just is. It just is. It's just a part of me. It's just there. And I'm currently not doing anything with it, but give me one chance.
I want to go to that meeting and take a bunch of bags of popcorn.
That would be good.
Just hand them out around the meeting. Get ready, guys. Here it comes.
Here we go.
Be like that meme with Michael Jackson eating popcorn from Thriller. When someone posts something inflammatory in a group on Facebook, someone will post that and go, I'm ready.
Go.
You bring the popcorn. Just tell everybody, okay, Shelly and Mark are going to walk in. Just wait because, you know, they'll compete. They'll compete to shut him down.
Does Mark have Carl and Clinton with him?
Uh-oh.
You're like the OK freaking Corral.
No, I'm telling you, that would be awesome. I mean, the thing is, if you have a bunch of people roll in with, say, 25 years plus, and there's like seven or eight people going, what the F are you doing? If nothing else, that guy running the meeting loses total credibility.
Yeah.
But my feeling is that somebody like Clint would just be like, dude, no. Guy'd go to open his mouth again. Clint'd be like, no, no. Yeah. Mark would be no. Carl would be no.
You spoke enough.
Well, and on the other side of that, though, I do have to say that.
Are you going to devil's advocate this?
I'm going to devil's advocate this.
I don't know how.
On the other end of this, this person that is doing this, as misguided and wrong as he is still an addict in recovery. So
we'll shoot him up. We'll shoot him up.
And should know. And so what the end of that sentence was, and should know better.
It should. Yes. Obviously doesn't. So
he needs to be schooled then.
Yeah. We can't drum someone out of recovery because they're doing the wrong thing. We need to teach them the right thing, but still welcome them with open arms.
No one's talking about drumming him out.
Well, yes, we are. We're talking drumming about shutting him down.
Well, wait, thumping him out would be the same thing, but
I said I was going to shoot him. So, you know.
That's true. She did.
I did. Wow. So, well, I didn't say I wanted
to. He ends up shot between now and Friday.
Yeah, you know where to look.
Don't post this show.
Okay, no, I'm not really good. That was a what do you call it? A hypothetical. Faux pas.
Hypothetical
statement.
Freudian slip.
A dark fantasy.
Wow.
No, but I'm saying is that as wrong as he is, perhaps re-education is in order and making sure that he knows he's still welcome in the rooms as a recovering addict. We can't push people out of recovery because they've messed up. Because we all mess up. Just maybe not as spectacularly, still.
I'm missing the push him out of recovery thing.
Because that kind of thing could, if a whole bunch of us went to the meeting did that.
So going to a pre-show conversation we had.
Yeah.
The guys who were in that meeting
that
came to another meeting and shared what went on in that meeting.
Right.
Were they violating the what you see here, what you hear here, let us stay here when you leave here?
Yes.
Or because they were sharing it within the program to people. We were having this discussion
about something that's clearly not right that's going on in the program.
The way maybe my sponsor was wrong. The way I was instructed was that what that means is when you go to a meeting, when you go to another meeting and you're talking to people that were not at that meeting, you can't then turn around to those people and say, so-and-so was at the meeting the other day, you know, even though we're all in the program. Because perhaps there are other issues. The reason that person goes to that meeting now is because there was some other issue with some person or whatever. You don't know what the circumstance is. And then now
that applies to exes.
But then I've had other people telling me that we are not anonymous to each other. Just in public, we are anonymous.
Right.
So.
Well, we already know we're drunks and alcoholics and addicts. And we already know that.
But, you know, here's a situation. You know, Bruce had a sponsee that saw me in a meeting and immediately turned around and told Bruce, I saw Shelly at the meeting. What if I was going to another meeting to get help with an issue that I didn't want to talk to Bruce about, and suddenly this guy is telling him that I'm at this particular type of meeting or whatever.
You have to travel or it'll get back to
him. He didn't say what you were sharing about. He didn't even say whether you shared.
what I'm saying is, what if you didn't know that I was going to that particular meeting for a particular reason, and I wanted to do this quietly, and I didn't want to worry you or get you involved or anything, and then somebody does that. It's like when a particular person we know ratted out the fact that I was going to meetings at all to someone who was not in recovery.
Well, that's completely different.
And totally blew my anonymity.
Yeah, but that's it blew your anonymity to somebody not in recovery.
Well, that's a whole new kettle of fish.
Correct.
Yes, there's a 1,000% difference in that.
But the intent, but the consequence that ends up being the same.
I'm not seeing it. I'm not. Hey, I saw your wife at a meeting. Great. Awesome.
I'm sure she was talking about me.
I think that was his way to tell me I actually went to a meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I know I went. I saw your wife there. Did you see him there?
I can't tell you that.
Oh, so you can't tell me my sponsee actually made it to a meeting?
Well, clearly he was there because he saw me.
Well.
Because that's kind of a stretch to go to some random meeting and then tell your sponsor, oh, I saw your wife there, because there are 1,500 meetings a week.
Well, and by the way.
And if I wasn't at the meeting, you would know.
And by the way, this is literally nothing to do with what we're talking about here, because this is. You've heard before in...
I know, but you guys asked me the question, so I was answering it.
You've heard before in recovery where people have said, like at sober living houses and stuff, you know, don't hold your mud. If you know someone's getting loaded, you need to tell someone because it risks lives.
Yes.
And it's a little more of a stretch to say it risks lives here, but maybe not. Maybe you get some kid comes in, happens to be a big Donald Trump supporter. The guy up in the front, this guy's just trying to not get loaded today, and the guy up in the front does nothing but bag on someone he likes, and he's like, fuck this place, I'm never coming back. What the hell? I thought they helped you with not doing drugs anymore, right. And this guy's going on this political tirade. I think that makes it 100% different.
That's right. You should not share about politics in meetings. You save it for this show.
No. Yeah, you shouldn't talk about politics in meetings anyway. It's
But Shelley has pointed out this is not a meeting. Issue.
Yes. So, Shelley, what are your final words on shut them down?
If you stick to your experience, strength, and hope as it relates to your addiction, you should be fine.
Mark?
Leave outside issues outside.
My final words? Shut them the fuck down.
Want to step outside?
Want to step outside? No, shut them the F down. It's just dumb. So, there's a cool shirt company. With less shirts than we used to have.
Fewer shirts than we had before. That would be Terminally Unique Apparel at terminallyuniqueapparel.com. You can go and order swag and do all kinds of fun stuff. So go there and check us out.
Yes. Now, those shirts, you can also find some of those shirts at one of our other sponsors, Mark.
Yeah, that would be my 12-step store. Which is a store in West Hollywood, or my 12stepstore.com. You can go online and you can get all a plethora of recovery gifts and books and tchotchkes that are out there and available for the recovery world. So go check them out.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Go right through our site, as a matter of fact, at recovery101.net and click on the link to go through.
Shelly, we have friends back east and in the Inland Empire.
We do at 12stepgazette.com and step12magazine.com. You can go and read those publications and subscribe and read lots of great articles and whatnot. I love the word whatnot today, apparently.
Yes, and whatnot. Mark, people listen to the show?
Thanks.
All right, then.
However you listen to the show, we appreciate it. However you get it, find it. We ask that you go to our site at recovery101.net and become a member of Podomatic, because it'll direct you to our Podomatic site for now.
Yes.
Once you are a member, you can like shows and comment on shows and add us to your playlist. And on the right-hand side, the main page, a little ways down, you'll see group of followers, and it'll say become a follower, and you click on that, and you do that. You can do that every time you go on the site and become a follower.
Yes, you can. If you are Facebook friendly, it's really easy to join Podomatic. You will get the option to log in with Facebook. You can do that real easy. It's for free and for fun. If you are Facebook friendly, you can easily like the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page. We put links to shows up there. If you'd like to join the secret group, you can ask at the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page by messaging us there. You can message Shelley Burnett or Bill Piper. They will get you added to that group, and you can interact with people you hear about on the show, like Fantastic and Bill Piper and Robert and you know, a variety pack of other people. If you want to become lead out entertainment, whether it's comedy or music or something, and you're in a band and you're sober, or you know, at least a couple of the people in the band are sober, you can send us some MP3s. That's a preferred format. Send us a picture you'd like us to turn into a clickable link, and then send us a web address you'd like that clickable link to go to, whether it's YouTube or SoundCloud or Reverb Nation or Facebook or wherever, and we will do that for you for free and for fun. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook. Oh, almost forgot. Did I say recovery101radio@gmail? Okay.
Sure.
Because that's where you send that other stuff to. You can also send boozy news there. And then that was that. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
So, Shelley.
Yes?
Who's the lead out music by?
Elektra.
Elektra. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
I'm hanging by a thread. The things that you've done, the things that you've said, got me caught in your web.
Wanna get it on, but I'm too far gone. You know that I can't show it. No one knows it. So I'm dreaming on. I stand my ground. I'm tied and bound, and now I'll fight the madness from dusk to dawn.
Now it leaks like a faucet. I'm off it, let's drop it. I'm dead in love and lost and busted my profit. Better to never have love than love and lost. Remember to be clever, consider the cost. Exhausted, I think that I've lost it. You trigger my emotion, now it leaks like a faucet.